Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here, you should be welcoming me back to the program, Fireman Jim. You've been filling in for me in my absence.
That was a lot of hard work. Coming in and talking on the radio all morning for straight.
How'd you like palling around with him, Brian, while I was gone?
Pretty cool show.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Right.
Covered a lot of wide range of topics.
We did.
Corn Fest all the way to my time as a movie critic in the Pious Scope.
Then we got all over Emergency on Bob and Brian World.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I filmed you on video as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Medium. You've been my replacement. You've been my stand-in while I was gone.
So, Rebecca, if you're listening, you need a replacement.
Watched another episode yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, they were just having bad luck. It was like a bad luck day.
Like what?
Like the Brewers.
Being called runs, and then they're called off. No, we don't need you.
Well, that's not a bad run if you get called on to something else and they get on the radio. Yeah, return to quarters.
When you get beat
don't like getting beat into a fire situation, especially if it's in your first in area.
Okay,
that's bad. It's on the driver.
You should
usually
be the first one there
if it's in your area. Yeah, that's the tough ones are the border ones where
learned
you know,
all about. Go ahead.
Where you know another company's coming, you know it's right on the edge of their territory and your turf.
Do you like
you see him and you can see him coming. You're coming. you're coming head to head, and you know you're both going to turn right on a certain
now,
block.
What is protocol there? The home team gets the parking.
If you
spot,
both get to an intersection at the same exact time, and you know you're both headed west,
right?
Well, something's got to give way.
Well, the right turn has the right of way.
Right
correct?
Turn has the right of way.
So
we learned about running over hoses too.
I can't.
Who running over hoses? Just cars
on emergency.
The ambulance was running over the hose like three times. They had a fire.
Does that make you cringe?
Well, yeah, you can pop the hose.
What am I to do as a driver if I see hoses
at a fire scene?
Yeah,
you don't run them over.
Don't run them over.
No.
Back up.
If they're charged, definitely not. They're not charged.
Well, you better explain that word. I think I know what that means.
Full of water.
Right.
Full of water. Yeah, if you see them expanded, and you can't. Police officers, ambulance drivers, they can't run over unless there's a hose bridge, which we have those on the rig. They have little ramps that'll go up and down over the hose.
What's that all over your rig?
It's my hose bridge.
All right, Porkins. Thanks. Yes, no running over the hoses.
Wow, but you guys did cover a lot.
It drove over it.
Three
and
times.
And then it backed up over it, and it drove over it again.
Did anybody come out from the fire truck and just hold their arms out like, hey?
And nobody's backing up the ambulance, so they're on the ground tending to a patient, and here comes the ambulance backing away. And there's no cameras back then. So
right. Was there
even
a beep?
That's a no-no.
There's no beeps.
No, nothing.
People just got run over. Nobody knew it was
primitive.
Coming.
Nope.
Right.
Nope. And back in the day, closing the back door of the ambulance and tapping on it. Go.
Primitive 70s firefighting.
Hey, you don't get here unless we were there.
What, there are no fires still burning from the 70s.
And imagine if an emergency in the 70s, if that was state-of-the-art, you know, way of being
it
a fireman or an EMT, what it was like in the 50s.
Was there a 50s?
L.A. was like one of the original paramedics
L.A. County.
District. So imagine what it was like of the rest of the country.
Yeah.
There was no paramedics for years. They went to the hospital. You're all EMTs. And that was it. Were there any 50s movies about fire? Like, I mean, Towering Inferno was 70s.
50s fire movie. Wow. Oh, what a great question.
Godzilla movies.
Right.
Frankenstein.
Fires in those.
No. You were never called to fight a
monster.
Right.
Pitchfork and torches.
What was the John Wayne movie where he was the oil fire?
Hellfighters.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't in the 50s.
That was the Hellfighters was the Red Adair movie, right? Where he's putting out oil wells.
That's a whole different brand of firefighting.
Right. You weren't
I am not trained
certified
in that.
In that.
I am not
right.
certified in oil rig fire.
It was 1968.
Well,
but maybe guys who got started out in regular firefighting said, I think I'd like more fire.
Well.
And then get into, you know.
Get a little specialty like smoke jumpers and oil rig fire. Yeah.
My dad was on the fire crew at JWACS.
Oh,
years
yeah.
ago. He had to go to Texas for training for like 2 weeks when I was a kid.
And I know Harley has a...
There were pictures of him in his fire brigade outfit, and you know, it was in the in the Johnson's like monthly
sure.
newspaper that came
letter.
Out.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
See, a lot of the bigger corporations have fire. I mean, a lot of the retirees will go into that.
And they were trained to fight chemical fires.
Oh, yeah. That's a different animal, too.
I just remembered that. I completely forgot about that. God, my dad did a lot of stuff that I don't do.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A lot of.
I really am a disappointment.
No, that's all right. You're back. And I'm out of a job now.
Gosh, Fireman Jim.
Got enough jobs.
Speaking of bad luck.
Got enough jobs. Yeah, wow.
That fourth inning over at Miller Park last night sure was a lot of bad luck, wasn't it?
That was reminded me of some of the baseball that in my leagues, we're just amateurs playing baseball. We can do that stuff.
Right, but have a long inning. And,
rinky-dink hits, errors, and pass balls.
But that was really, well, the bobble by Thames in right field, that was an error.
Yep.
That cost a run, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kept the inning going. But the rest of it, I just thought, this is just unbelievable.
It was. I mean, Moustakas had the air throwing home that he should have been out at home.
He had an air throwing home, and then there was the throw to third that I don't think he ever saw the ball.
That was tough. The runner blocked the ball, and he didn't see it. And he were lucky they didn't go into left field right there.
Absolutely. So lucky or unlucky that it only rolled a few feet from him.
That part was, I guess, lucky, but the ball hitting the umpire, that's a rarity.
Right, another one.
That would have been ending out.
Yeah, that was routine right there.
Routine ball, and then the cross-up on the signs again with Kratz and pass ball. Another run scores. That's just a... just all around terrible.
Worst inning of the year, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Especially in a game when we don't have to. To the point we're up 4-0, and we should have won that game.
When we got out to a 4-0 lead, I thought, let's put the hammer down on these guys and end this one early. Let's make it a boring 9-inning game at this point. And it turned out to be anything but that.
And then the ending. We finally we claw our way back. We tie the game. Some clutch hitting.
7-7.
I mean, some really clutch hitting by Braun. We tie the game up. We're like, okay, let's win this one and put it in the rearview mirror. File that one away. And what happens? Council plays the odds. People are like, oh, a dumb decision. He should have left him in. Well,
what would you have done?
I would have done what Council did.
Do we rely on? Yeah. Okay.
They're playing the numbers.
Okay. So who comes in relief?
You bring the lefty in.
But who was on the hill?
Before
to start the ninth.
I forgot.
The first two batters.
Yeah, no problem.
Gone. Two
no
out.
Problem. But then Scooter's up. He's a hot hitter. He hits righties better than he hits lefties well, but not as well as righties. So they bring him in. He hasn't given up a home run to a lefty batter of like 100 ABs. Scooter hasn't hit a homer against a lefty, I think, three times in 150 at bats.
Okay.
So the numbers are there for him. If he leaves him in and he gives up a home run, they're going to say, Council, why don't you bring your lefty in? Am I right?
So you can't win here. You can't win.
No, if he shuts the door, then that's a great save for him. He's been doing this all season long. It wasn't like it was something new here for Council. They're on him, though. The fans are on him. They're playing bad right now. No way around it. They're not playing good baseball.
I think that's the first time you've said that all year.
I have. That is the first time. And really, since the All-Star game, they're below .500. They're at the easy point of their schedule, technically. Looking at the numbers again, they're at the easiest part of their year.
Well, there's days off, there's less travel, and the competition.
Is there just sort of a fatigue thing kicking in?
For the bullpen,
get a second win.
I think the bullpen, because they've been used so much. They've used, 20 relief pitchers this season, but it's not anything different than other teams are doing. We talked about this. This is the way baseball is nowadays with the way they use the bullpen. You wonder why those starters weren't getting signed in the offseason. Remember last year, all these guys are sitting around waiting to get signed. What's this collusion going on? These free agent pitchers are waiting because teams were focusing on their bullpens, just like the Brewers. And we're to the point now where Hader and Jeffers are the only two that are really keeping it going.
And they were unavailable last night.
They have been used the last 2 days in the right situations and in winning games. They single-handedly helped us win those games. So now they're not available. And these are the guys that aren't performing.
So now the Brewers aren't in first place. They're not in second place.
No, they're not.
They're in third place, and they've fallen back into the wild card mix where you're going, look at all these teams.
There's a lot of teams.
We used to be the only ones for as far as you could see. When you're in first place, it's like you got clean air. It's NASCAR. Mm-hmm. You're just out there. You're running as fast as you want, as hard as you want, nothing in your way. Now you got to start navigating through
traffic.
There's
like six teams between St. Louis, the number one wild card team, and I don't know if it's Colorado or who's, but they're well within like 3-4 games. The Dodgers, look at the team like the Dodgers and the Nationals. They're underperforming, the Nationals for sure. So you still rather be in the Brewers situation. They're still, they're in, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in it. But they just got to start performing.
We started the show off this morning by saying, I thought I wanted to be in a pennant race, and I hate it.
Well, this is the last night's game is the kind of game you win, you know.
You win. You have to. If you're a playoff caliber team.
The pennant race in the playoffs, and you have to win those. Yeah. If you don't win them, well, then you don't deserve to be in.
You are correct.
Man, I hate when you just use pure 100% mathematical logic.
Simple. It really is.
It's, because if you can't win those, well, then you don't get in the playoffs.
Right. We're not playing like a playoff team. We were the first half of the season. We were playing like a dominant team, but now we're not. And it's showing. And other teams are gunning for you now. I mean, they're like the Brewers. You know, they want to beat us. We're not the Brewers of 2 years ago. We're a playoff.
Well, I think if you have to play the Brewers, you're not intimidated at this point. Well, like, I don't want to go play the Brewers right now like you did a couple of months ago.
And anytime you play a division rival, the Reds, I mean, yeah, they're in last place, but they know us. I mean, they know. They want to win. Scooter has something to prove. And you don't think he enjoyed running the bases at that home run? I mean, who would have thought, you know, 2 years ago that he would have turned into – he couldn't hit lefties 2 years ago.
I don't think they are where they are because they were lucky this year. I think
clutch hits,
players, and they
great bullpen.
Playing well.
Their bullpen is sputtering a little bit since the All-Star break. They're used a lot.
That sort of leaves us with kind of physically run out or – their brains are tired.
No, it's that they call it the grind now. This is the grind.
How do you feel about the Scope trade at the moment?
It's not working out. Okay. It's that simple.
But we've got him for another year, and they're going, he'll come around. He will come around. But he hasn't so far.
He had a home run yesterday.
Okay.
All right. So is that a little – will that start it off? I don't know. He hasn't started in three of the last four games.
What has to happen before you say it is working out?
It's got to do some performance thing they did yesterday, some clutch hits. I mean, you know, just start hitting the ball. He's striking out too much. I mean, he was a good player. He was never, I don't think, a great player, but he was a good player. And, you know, sometimes switching a team and this late in the season doesn't work out.
As much as I enjoy listening to Brian and Rock, and they're back now because we've had kind of a mishmash of announcers over the last couple of weeks, I enjoy the FS1 games where you just get national announcers, and they – don't sugarcoat things. They talk about here's what's wrong with this team and here's the mistakes they made. And they didn't go out and get pitching and they went out and got offense and said, well, there's no pitching available. We'll outscore you. Yes. And that's not happening.
No.
We got outscored by the Reds last night.
Right. Outhit and outscored.
Yeah. So, whether that's the case or not, but they go down a laundry list and you kind of get, here's the truth about your team when you get a national game.
And the national announcer are saying, you know, is the different lineups every night, the different infields, is that affecting them? Even different outfields. They haven't had the same lineup, 2 days in a row, much less, you know, this whole season.
Well, the thing I heard about Scope during that game was he's an everyday player. You can't have him play every two or three days.
I mean, that was his first ever pinch hit home run in his career. I mean, but that guy, you know, now he's sputtering. Now you're sitting him. Now it's in his head. So maybe that's what he'll probably start today, I think.
Well, there you have it. The season's lost.
It is not lost. It is definitely not lost. But, man, you go on social media.
It's rough. Is this a rough patch?
A rough patch.
Are we just going to stagger to the finish line, I guess, is what we'll find out now.
We can't stagger to the finish line because you will get passed for sure.
Oh, there's no playoffs. Guaranteed. If you're staggering to the finish line.
We can't even play 500 ball. We got to go back to what we did the first half of the season. Yeah, we're tired, but so are other teams.
All right, what do they take everyone out for ice cream or draw a batting order out of a hat?
There's got to be some.
No.
Not the hat thing, but there's got to be some. I mean, council. I mean, I'm not in the locker room. I don't know what kind of behind closed door meetings he's having, but he's got to have some war room situational stuff. Like, here's what we're going to do. This is what our team's all about. To his team, not to the reporters, not to us, but he's got to make sure those guys understand, because if they start giving up on themselves, the season is lost.
So a good talking to?
Well, that starts there, but they got to perform. Bottom line is they got to perform whether they're playing a bench role that game or starting.
And the Cubs and Cardinals both added players from the
Nationals.
From the Nats yesterday.
The Brewers still could. I don't know if they will. I mean, but they got to have a guy on your roster by the end of this month for them to be playoff eligible.
Now, listen, rosters get expanded at the end of the month for everybody.
Right.
Is there any relief there just because you have more bodies?
You got some minor leaguers that'll come up and hopefully help out the team. There's some good guys. We've got a good minor league system still.
All right.
1950.
Gosh,
fireman. Rookie firefighter starring no one you've ever heard of.
I'll watch it.
Who, really? There's nobody in there?
Williams, Barton McLean, Marjorie Reynolds. No.
Black and white. Drama.
There's a 1952 Richard Widmark about firefighters jumping into fires in Montana.
Well, thanks for playing the Bob role for the last couple of weeks, Fireman
Anytime,
Jim.
Anytime, my friend.
Appreciate it. Brian didn't seem to be any worse for the wear because of it. We'll talk to you again next week.